Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least seven different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you...
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
BUD Care Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. By Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It'll take 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Managing your health care just got easier. YourChrisis.org is a secure online service for patients that enables you to view and use your health care records, including test results, lab results, and hospital reports 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Providing your email address during hospital registration is essential. You will receive an email to get started using YourChrisis, and you can access the portal after your discharge from the hospital. For help accessing YourChrisis.org, please call 800-878-9110.
St. Francis Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the stars at the credit union with the heart, the heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change about percentage rate. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limited one back to school.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
You ready to go get them?
Ready.
All right. The Bigger Show will be live in 3, 2.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. The official
OPT Network.
And our website, www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Momentum Monday. If you're just getting your momentum started on this Monday morning, it's August 4th, 7:42 local time, 8:42 Eastern time. And I'm going to tell you what, it feels good. It feels good to have that invigoration, that energy, that zeal, that momentum, and all of that great positive energy, DC, to get your week started.
Yes, it does, Carly.
What are you tickled about?
Well, I'm just tickled because, you know, we've been running so hard the last 3 weeks. You know, yesterday was our first time back at our church. In 3 weeks. We hadn't been in 3 weeks because we've been traveling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been going around doing this, that, the other. We had to go, you know, of course, we had to go away on a sad note.
Right.
Weekend before last. But, you know, we're back and we're in the saddle and we were able to go get what I believe we really need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as my voice, I'm still struggling to get that back from all the talking we've been doing. And we're still doing a lot of talking, but.
You know who I said you sound like?
Who?
Tone Loc.
Wow. You know, but I mean,
your voice has completely changed from all the talking.
Yeah, from all the talking. And really, I do a lot of talking, but not as much talking as I've been doing the last couple of weeks.
Now, speaking about being away from our home church probably for the last 3 weeks because of commitments and just family situations and tragedies.
Reunions and all kinds of stuff.
You know, yesterday at church I said, you can go to other churches and you can get the word, but it's almost like that old adage, there's just no place like home.
It's no place like home.
Your church family, your pastors, it's just no place like home. And it was really, really good to be back at our home church.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
And so what kind of zeal, what kind of energy, what kind of word do you get from being back at your home church?
Man, I'm going to tell you, Carlette, it's you know what I liken it to is when you're in a situation where there's a whole lot of people, right? And everybody needs a different word, but the word that's given meets everybody's needs. It's spiritual.
I never looked at it like that.
Yeah, it's spiritual. What you know, you take from it what you get what you need, and you take from it what you need. But the man of God gives what's needed for everybody. And so, you know, on yesterday, you know, I went up and got prayer, you know, because, you know, I just needed a little rejuvenating, you know, and there's some things that he hit with that was right with me, you know, and, you know, for those who know me, understand that, you know, I'm just who I am.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm not going to placate. I'm not going to make it Hollywood. I'm not going to try to make it look like it needs to look for me to come out better. That's not what I do. With me, I have to deal in truth. And so when you deal in truth like that, you know, you take the good, the bad, the ugly. And so, you know, I just really got rejuvenated, you know, being amongst among people who we know and love, our church family. It means a lot. It means a lot to us. I mean, I know we don't say enough about it. I mean, because we've got so many other things going on. But make no mistake about it, you know, there is no place like home.
For sure. And, you know, I think you're right on point about the truth. And we have really been talking a lot about truth, not only in the last, you know, couple weeks, but we've been on a journey of transparency and truth. And you know, as you were saying that, and as we've just kind of been talking and talking and talking, and I said this on yesterday, and I even said it again this morning, you know, there's something very wonderful about the truth, and the word tells us that it does make us free. It does set us free. But in the process, the truth doesn't always feel good. And before you can get that freedom, if you have to really go through the pain of being honest. And so sometimes it's hard, but once you get past the initial pain of being honest, you do start to feel and find the freedom. And so this weekend was really just an incredible weekend. Though we didn't do a whole lot, we did some things that mattered to us and that count. And so when you can serve others and you can try to help to be the change that you want to see, I think that that's really what God requires of us. And so this morning, I hope that you have some semblance of momentum and that you're not dragging in saying, oh my goodness, it's Friday. Well, I mean, I'm sorry, it's Monday. That's how I feel. I feel like every day is Friday. Every day feels just as good to us as Friday. Now sometimes some days are better than others, of course, but we look forward to Monday because it jump starts the week. And we think it really matters how you start your week. And it starts with your thinking. It starts with what you're meditating on. It starts to matter in terms of the altitude that you will be able to attain. And it starts right in the mind. It centers in the mind. And I said Friday because I was thinking of Friday. A lot of people started on Friday, you know, with the tax-free weekend. People started shopping for school uniforms, started shopping for school supplies. And, you know, everybody was trying to take advantage of paying less tax. And so people were just out and about everywhere. And, you know, everybody's sort of getting in a frenzy. Parents are saying, you know, where did the summer go? It's over already. We're simply days away from starting school. And not only are we, I know we as parents, not only are did we shop for, you know, uniforms and all of the things that our kids need to get ready to get back into the saddle, but we've been on a journey to really get Deuce's mind focused on having a banner year. And last night, among, you know, many other conversations, we started saying to him and reminding him about the goals that he needs to set for himself. And, you know, after your kids start to reach a certain age, it's not that you don't still say those things to them, but at a certain point, especially when they reach young adulthood, we have to start holding them more accountable. We have to make sure that they're responsible for doing the things that they need to do. Now, this is still yet a process that we're going through. So we started asking him about goals, and we are firm believers. And I guess when we really didn't understand it until we really became adults and got married and started setting goals for ourselves. And really, the word says write the vision and make it plain. And I don't know when we really got that into our psyche, when it really got down into us, probably before we even knew that that word was word. We were just doing that. We were making those confessions even before we knew that they were confessions. We just knew innately that if we opened up our mouths and we said what we wanted and we put it before our eyes, that something would happen. And I know we're all busy as parents, and parents are trying to work, and we're trying to make sure that our kids have what they need. But we've got to really help them to write down their visions. And what DC and I have noticed over time is that a lot of things that we didn't know growing up, we are now able to make those impartations into our son and hopefully make him better. Whereas we got it later, he'll right. get it earlier.
Absolutely. We'd like for him to be ready as he goes in instead of getting there and figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then now you're running behind because there's so much that you didn't know. So we're trying to teach him how to be prepared going in, you know what you're going to need, know what you're going to do, set some goals, and go out and attain that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's doing quite well. I mean, it's a process.
Right.
You know, we've got to work. We've got 3 more years before he has to leave, And I think, you know, it's time to turn it up a notch.
And sometimes you push really hard.
Right. And it's because of my own life and what I feel, the lack of preparedness that I went out with, you know, it makes me not want him to go out there not being prepared, because he might not be as blessed as I was in that area with being able to keep up anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though I didn't have as much, you know, I had just enough to keep up.
Right.
You know, so, you know, I just want to make sure he's ahead of the curve.
And don't we all want our kids to have that extra edge?
Well, absolutely, Carlette. And that's why we have to stop depending on others. You know, what we have to do, I believe, is we have to set the stage for ourselves. We have to make sure that we're involved. We have to make sure that, you know, our kids and the kids that are in our lives, you know, because we have nieces, nephews that we help as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they strive to do better, we want to make sure that we're doing as much as we can to help them attain the goals that they're setting for themselves. Now, of course, everybody's not going to want to go to college.
For
everybody
sure.
doesn't want to do, you know, and that's okay too. But hard work is a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of people who are not going to go to college that's going to do a lot of good stuff
mm-hmm.
in our community, and we need everybody. You know, and that's what we try to, you know, explain to folks here at On Point Talk, that there's room for everybody. It's not just about people with degrees.
Right.
It's not just about people without degrees, but you just have to get in where you fit in. And I was speaking to my cousin in Texas last week, and he said he told his son, you know, his son didn't go to college.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, he's been at a chemical plant for years. So he told him, listen, if that's not what you want to do, fine. What we'll do is start you at the plant at 17 before he got out of high school. He started working at the plant. Then he worked at the plant 4 or 5 years. Then he said he wanted to be a driver at the plant.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's a driver. He's about 25, 26 years old, and he's on his way to an excellent career at the chemical plant. So there's so many ways. I think the foundation is what's important, Carlette, and what has to be laid
mm-hmm.
in our kids. And we have to be role model for our kids. You know, we listen to Aeneas Williams, you know, talking. You know, Aeneas and I were good friends. You know, we played football around
uh-huh.
the same time. And I can remember when Aeneas was going through his process. He was playing for Southern University. Of course, I was playing at ULM. And we used to meet at the different functions and the different camps and different
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I heard him speak about it and say, you know, when he left, he didn't go to school to play football. He went to school to be an accountant.
Right.
And when he got to the college, he realized that, look, I could probably play football. Here's a man who played football 2 years in college, and he didn't start but 1 year.
Right.
And he's in the Hall of Fame. You know, so, you know, and I like what he said when mm-hmm. he said more things are caught than taught.
Yes.
You know, and that's why our kids need to be around people who are doing things so that they can just catch them.
Right.
You know, because kids don't do what you say. They do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They mimic what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So if your kid is around a whole lot of negativity, chances are they're going to be involved in a lot of negativity. But if your kid, if you could just get your kid, and this is mainly to, and this is what Dr. Steve Perry was saying about single mothers. You need to get your kid in an environment where there's positive male role models that they can mimic.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And you can't uphold them in their wrongness.
Right.
And I guarantee you, because there's a lot of single mothers who've done great jobs raising their kids, but it's been because they love them enough to discipline them. They love them enough to let somebody else discipline them.
Mm-hmm.
And they love them enough to see that I can't feel sorry for them, because the court system is not.
And that, mothers, and I speak here for myself, that is not an easy task. And DC's talking about Aeneas Williams, and one of the things that we did this weekend is we watched the NFL Hall of Fame. Aeneas is from New Orleans. He played at Southern.
Yeah.
And he went on to have a stellar career in the NFL. And it was just touching to see that three of the seven candidates came from HBCUs.
Absolutely.
And I guess this morning's conversation kicks off with momentum and zeal, because our kids are headed back to school. It seems like it's a quick process. But, you know, DC, the more we talk to young Deuce Christmas about setting goals, the more that we really just make that implantation, planting those seeds into his life, the more that it makes us want to kick it up a notch ourselves. And so whether you're in a two-family home where there's a mother and a father, or you're a single mom, I believe that there's still possibility. But I believe as women, even when you're married, that there's still a lot of work to do. Even this morning, ladies, as we were driving in, and I told you guys, Deuce is driving. Lord have mercy. He is getting better. He completed driving school last week. But just even as we were driving in, the discipline and the things that his dad has to impart into him, I just sit and I'm quiet because I know that it is necessary. I know that it is a part of the indoctrination of him becoming a man.
Absolutely.
And it's not always easy. But for our boys to become the men, the kings that God created, we all need help. We all need somebody that can see some things that we haven't been able to see that speak to the possibility in their lives. And, you know, as we looked and watched Aeneas and we watched Strahan and we watched, you know, the NFL Hall of Fame, we started
Andre Reed, because, man, I'm tell you right now, I completely forgot about Andre Reed. Andre Reed was a heck of a wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills.
Uh-huh. And we started saying, you know, to David, that whatever your goals are, whatever your dreams are, parents, let's not forget that we've got to speak that into our kids, and we have to show them not to be afraid to dream. And for the first time, DC, and probably in Deuce's life, we're starting to really see him out loud
dream. Well, and I think it all started, Colette, with taking the video game
Absolutely.
Out of the house. It was just time. You know, I tried to give him enough time to make the adjustment itself. Mm-hmm. I said, buddy, you're going to have to make the adjustment. I'm going to have to, you know, man up for you, because you're not really a man. And you think you know things that you really don't know. And it took about maybe 2 to 3 weeks for him to just start, you know, weeding it and understanding that, oh, I'm not going to die because video games go. My life is not over. But now we're starting to see him engage more.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting to see him engage back with us when we're having to discipline him, because he would almost be like he's lethargic, like, okay, I'm hearing you, I'm listening, but it's just not going in.
Right.
And I think it was because he was so ready to get back to the video game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I hadn't researched this or anything, and I wouldn't dare to say something that I don't know or don't have the facts to support it.
Right.
But what I do have is everybody knows their kid.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And I know my boy, and I could tell, Carlette, that these video games were starting to take up too much time, and it was becoming an idol in his life, and that I needed to make the real decision, a real tough decision that, look, buddy, I'm going to have to pull this out. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm the man in here. You're not quite a man. And you're going to have to know how to do these types of things in your life for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to train you on how to do it. This thing is becoming too much of an idol. You're putting too much of your time, your energy, your money, you know.
Yes.
And, you know, you just, it's too much, and it's just time for it to go. And now it's been about a month. We could start to see that, okay, he was a little down at first, but as he makes the adjustment and understands that it was just a part of what I needed to do, and he's understanding that he's just got to live with it. And
Absolutely.
That's what life is. You know, we, you know, not even children get everything they want.
For sure.
You know, and I used to say children get everything they want, but not even children. Now that I've raised one, and so he is almost a man. He is a young man in training. And it is time for him to learn that I can't have everything I want.
For sure.
You understand? So he really is making the adjustments, and he's starting to understand it. And then that makes him easier for others to deal with him. In other words, if I just continue to let him have his way, he's going to think others are going to allow him to do the same, and that's normal.
Right.
See, so I'm just thankful to God and glad that he gave me the foresight to see that it is time to reel him in, all right, and let him understand and appreciate that, buddy, you're not going to die without these games. As a matter of fact, your life is about to get better, and it's just going to take him a little while without it to see
that,
man, I was using, and he's starting to say it now. You know, he's starting to talk back to us and say, look, you know, these video games were kind of, when I was into it, I'm so into it, you know, I'm not even having to eat.
Right. I forget to eat.
He said, I'm so into it.
Right.
You know, and I understand that because when we were coming up, you know, we were staying Crawford's all day, Buster's old stag and Bucky.
Right.
And we're playing pinball machines and video games all day or shooting pool.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to go home at some point.
Right.
Well, nowadays, you know, they can just stay in that room. They never have to leave out. And that can create a problem. And like I was about to say earlier, I don't know what these people are doing in these rooms, these scientists are doing in these video games, because I don't really understand them enough to know that they may be doing something to them psychologically to make them want to sit there. Because let me tell you something about a boardroom. Their goal is to make profit.
Right.
And I'm not finna trust them to raise my kid. You know what I'm saying? Next
For
thing
sure.
you know, they've put some kind of mechanisms or some kind of psychological mumbo jumbo in there to have your kid addicted to that stuff.
Absolutely.
And then a grown man, 28 years old, won't leave out the room. They still playing video games.
And you can see it even in a lot of grown men, you know, in their early 20s who are still very much connected to the video games. And this week, we're going to bring an author on, and it's no accident that we're talking about this and mm-hmm. that our family is going through it. We are not anti-video games, but what we are saying to parents, just because we are living it, is that we've got to take a stance.
Right.
And a teacher told me, who's a good friend of ours, she said, it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
She said, what y'all, and we, and this is what I'm saying, I said about being in a dual parent house and being in a single house, you've got to be able to receive from people.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna hopefully we can get Robin, but Robin Willerber, who's a teacher, told me, she said, because we go over to their house in Fifth Ward and eat dinner, and our families have been connected since our children were little boys playing baseball. And we would go to dinner and go to functions at their home, and Deuce wouldn't go, and they'd say, where is Deuce? This is a family function. She
exactly.
said, that's it. She said, that's it. The very next time, she said, he needs to be here.
Absolutely.
And you know what we said?
He does.
She's absolutely right.
He needs to be with us.
And I said, well, he didn't, you know, he's getting at that age where we have to, as parents, we have to make the decisions. They're still, like you said, he's a young man in training, but he's not a man. And we, as parents, have to say when enough is enough. Otherwise, our kids are going to fall prey. And though it's been a little bit over a month, we're starting to see, and as you were talking, really what makes me the happiest, DC, is that we're starting to see his personality come to life. And I'm going to tell you, we're starting a new school year. And my mother always said to us growing up, the way you start out is the way you're going to end up. So even though we're only just a few days away from school, it's still never too late to start. You know, you put in what you want to get out. And if what you want to get out is positivity, good grades, a good school year, then those are the things that you start to make an impartation into your kid's life. Really, really an important conversation that we cannot have enough to encourage ourselves and to encourage you as we move forward. 5 minutes after 8 local time, 5 minutes after 9 Eastern. It's August 4th. Can you believe it? It's Momentum Monday, and we hope that you're off to a great start. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. The number to phone, 318-487-9537, 487-9537. Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, MIGS, making patients better, faster, is their top priority. 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard is where they're located. 318-445-9700 for an appointment. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Home, auto, and life insurance, 318-487-1881 is the number. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. You're on point. The official OPT Network. We're going to get a break, but we're back right after this.
listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start. The credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana. Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important. But it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts, and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
When you combine juicy beef patties with enough jalapenos to power a rocket to Jupiter, you expect the price to be astronomical as well. Instead, you get one of the best values on Earth, and a new movement is born. Econom-nom-nomics, where impossibly good food and low prices can coexist in the universe. The Jalapeno Double. Try it now for just $2 on McDonald's Dollar Menu and more. It's econom-nom-nomical. Nom-nom-nom-nom-nom. Prices and participation may vary.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. Education is a power, the power of transforming things and moving us to another level. We must remember that people must be educated today on what nobody knew yesterday. And also in the classroom, it is so important in this life that we need to learn precisely what those following us must know tomorrow. The greatest lesson in life is learned by what is not taught. That's going to take you a little time to work through it. It's experience, it's growth, it's development, it's trust. It's all the things that make a person complete and whole. As we ponder and children ponder, what must I do for the next level? What do I have to know to be successful in college? What do I have to do to even get to college? Knowing and learning and studying that which is not known puts you in the front of the line for the next generation of learning. I discovered from experience, all men are intelligent, but not all men are intellectual. When a man's intelligence and his intellectuality comes together, he's educated. And he needs wisdom to apply what he has learned in life. And then people say, wow, he's successful. He's smart. He's brilliant. Yes, because it's a little bit of things, the small lessons learned to listen. Learn to listen, and then you listen to learn. In silence, we know when not to speak. Those are lessons that will last a lifetime. And believe it or not, a blessing out of season is a burden. Knowing too much can get you in trouble. But knowing how to apply knowledge, wisdom to that which we call a brilliant education is powerful. Use it wisely. Know yourself and then pass it on to others. God have equipped us with everything we need to be successful. And if we use what we have, it works. Never, never give a person a piece of your mind, because God only gave us enough for us. We don't have enough mind to give away and then maintain. So be careful, be kind, learn something new today. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joe S. Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite. tights, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapid Regional Medical Center.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. DC, I'm looking at the clock. It's already 20 minutes after 8 local time, 20 minutes after 9 Eastern. And, you know, every single conversation, we usually try to remember to remind you to make sure that you've given yourself and are giving yourself enough time to get there safely and carefully, watching out for yourself as well as others. And every single morning, during the school year, we remind people about school zones, school kids, and school buses.
And I think basically that's just a motherly thing. Instinctively, you just, you know, and you do it every day. And I notice now you do it, and that's not a produced thing. That's a concern thing. I've never asked you to do that.
No,
you know? And so, but I understand that some things you just can't produce.
Sure.
They're just right.
For
know?
Sure.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Excellent job.
As, thank you. As, and it is a mother thing, because every single morning we're not just concerned about our son getting in safely and us getting in safely, but we're concerned about you and your children and your grandchildren, your nieces and nephews, because we know that a lot of people in families have to kind of take on the responsibility to make sure that kids get there safely. Well, I don't know if you guys heard the new law. It went into effect August 1st, D.C., and it talks about school zone cell phone bans. So motorists are now prohibited from using any type of handheld wireless communication device while traveling through school zones during those posted hours. And so that's really, really important to note. And as we remind you about, of course, we're in the summer, and we're reminding you to make sure that you stay engaged and try to dwindle your handheld devices, your mobile devices, because kids are everywhere. And I've said it so many times this summer. Now kids are soaking up the last days, literally the last days of summer. They're going to be out and about. And if we're so engaged on mobile devices, then we really can't watch out for them. And what we're seeing now, and we had talked about it, a few weeks ago, we're seeing that kids are not the only people that we have to watch out for. We're seeing a lot of what appears to be homeless people in really, really high traffic areas, standing in the traffic circle with, you know, a sign that says food, or just sort of wandering and drifting. And if you just look down for a half a second and you don't see that person there, it could be catastrophic for that person as well as for you. So what we ask every single morning is that you make progress instead of perfection, that you do better starting the week out than you did last week, than even you did yesterday. And it is a process. We have got to do better. We've got to know that we can live without sending a text message, or we can live without answering that email until we get to a safe place. Well, now the authorities have said, yes, you can live, and if you can't, you're going to be fined. So now this is what the law says, D.C. It says the school zone cell phone ban does not apply if the device is being used to report an emergency, is being used in a hands-free manner, which means that now you can connect all this stuff into the console of your car, and you can talk, but handheld. And then it says, or while the vehicle is lawfully parked. Now, the first violation of the school zone ban is going to be a fine of $175. Now, any subsequent violations can be up to $500. And if a crash occurs during the time of the violations, the fines will be increased. And so that's for all of us. We are all guilty. Well, my mother's going to say not me, because she didn't, you know, because she can't stand that. But let me say the majority of us are guilty. And as we are getting ready, getting geared up, even during the school year, D.C., we see people barreling. I mean barreling through school zones. And I know, when you got to get there, you got to get there. That's why we say early is on time, and on time is really late.
Wow, Carlette, there's a lot of new rules that's going to be implemented. And it started, I think they all started, let me see here, it says hundreds of new laws take effect Friday. So all these laws took effect Friday with the start of August.
Mm-hmm.
A look at some of the changes on the books. Abortion. People who work for abortion providers are prohibited from distributing health information at Louisiana Public Schools.
Mm-hmm.
Are you on the same thing? Do you have the same thing that I have?
I don't have all of those.
The right to try terminally ill patients in Louisiana with permission from their doctors can use experimental drugs or treatments that have not been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Insurers, though, aren't required to cover the treatment.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They got a new domestic violence law.
Mm-hmm.
Domestic abuse is now one of the grounds for immediate divorce in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that.
You saw that?
Mm-hmm.
So now if you're being abused by, if your spouse is battering you, that's instant grounds for divorce. Abusers under a protective order are banned from possessing a firearm, and those convicted of domestic abuse battery are prohibited from possessing a gun for a decade, 10 years.
Wow.
Driving laws, new driving laws.
Mm-hmm.
Drivers who use handheld cell phones in school zones, you got that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the cigarette littering law, flickering a cigarette butt out of your car window can get you slapped with a hefty fine and community service.
Wow.
A first offense carries a $300 fine and 8 hours of community service in a litter cleanup program.
Wow, and that's just for flicking a cigarette out of the window.
Yes.
They're considering that now to be littering. So if you're a cigarette smoker, and most cigarette smokers don't use ashtrays anymore.
No.
They just kind of, especially if you're driving, you just pluck them.
Yeah, because the people don't want to keep them in their cars. I mean, it's like it stinks your car all up. Mm-hmm. But check this out, Carlette. A referee attacks. Parents convicted of battery of a school or recreation contest official face toughened penalties. A minimum sentence of 5 days in jail and at least 10 days if the referee receives a serious bodily injury.
Wow. And that's a good law because parents at school activities and just even, you know, sports events have really gone beyond the pale. I mean, the poor referees just catch heck out there. And
don't let the referee make a bad call.
Oh, my goodness.
Because, you know, you might make a bad call.
You're
going to make a bad call. I mean, and it's just the humanness of the game. You
right.
know?
And so there are a lot of new laws on the books that people really need to be aware of. And this one is also a good one, D.C. Increased penalties for fatigue drivers in fatal crashes.
Oh, look at this one.
You know, and so drivers who fail to maintain control of their vehicle due to falling asleep and directly or in proximity to cause a death of a human being faced increased penalties under Louisiana's careless operation law. So, you know what, if you're driving, a vehicle and you're sleepy or you're tired, you know, the best thing to do is to pull over. They're saying that in addition to the careless operation penalties, motorists involved in a fatality crash may also be charged with negligent homicide. And we personally know people who have been killed because someone went to sleep at the wheel.
Yeah.
So a lot of laws on the books.
Well, did you see the new home bakers law?
I didn't see that one.
You didn't see that one either?
Uh-uh.
Okay. It states that home-based bakers who sell to the public are exempt from sanitation rules that require commercial-grade equipment.
Really?
The exemption applies to home-based food makers who prepare baked goods, candies, honeys, jams and jellies, pickles, sauces, syrups, and spices if their gross annual sales are less than $20,000. Now, what that's saying, folks, is if you sell cakes and pies from your house, if you're selling under $20,000 worth, you're fine to do it without all the commercial licensing and stuff.
Wow.
Which means you can now sell cakes from home. Mm-hmm. You know, I know there's a lot of people who do exotic cakes from their homes and they couldn't afford to really go in business.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were sort of like, you know, they couldn't kind of do it like they wanted to.
Right.
But now you can actually do this. And, I mean, I guess a lot of people wouldn't even know this. They'd be sneaking around like, oh, don't tell anybody I'm selling them because I don't want to be, you know.
Right.
But now, as long as your ticket, your annual gross sales are under $20,000, you don't have to go and rent that expensive kitchen or place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're only making.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're only making $12,000-$15,000 supplemental income that supplements whatever it is you're doing, or you're a stay-at-home mom.
Right.
Now you can do that as long as you don't go over $20,000. You're fine.
Absolutely. So there are a lot of new laws on the books that maybe people...
Drones.
Lord.
You know, because when you hear drones, you think of people shooting things.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's all kinds of drones. You know, a drone can be about as big as that, you know, it's as big as a computer,
mm-hmm.
and it can watch people.
Wow.
You know, so now a lot of people have drones. They say people are prohibited from flying drones over petroleum and aluminum refineries, chemical and rubber plants, and nuclear power plants without property owner consent.
Hmm.
So you can't just have your drone flying over. As a matter of fact, let me find out where I can get me a drone from, and I'm going to go pick me one up.
Don't go get a drone.
I'm going to get a drone.
Well, you know what? There's lots, again. Are there any other ones?
Well,
other
let me see. There's an account, the cockfighting ban, which I'm sure none of our people are fighting cocks. That's chickens. account privacy. Employers, public schools, and colleagues in Louisiana are prohibited from demanding access to personal email, social media, and other types of online accounts.
Hmm.
So you have account privacy. People can't just come in. They have to have some sort of search warrant or something to get into that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Tanning ban. Anyone under 18 in Louisiana is prohibited from using the tanning bed.
I saw that. But, you know, they're going to fight that one because the tanning salons really took umbrage off that law.
Yeah. That don't mean it's going to change, though.
Well, I think that they're probably going to fight
that. Now, this next one is good because everybody's trying to make sure they take care of their teacher. Your kids teach. I know they pick up money for the teachers at Deuce School.
All the time.
Yeah, all the time. But they've got a new rule in effect here. It's a public school. Oh, well, yeah, Deuce goes, but this is public schools. Public schools teachers can accept small gifts from their students, no more than $25 at a time, capped at $75 per year from one person. And that's it.
That's it. Well, this one is an interesting one, too, D.C., and maybe the last one that I have that I think people may or may not know about, a 6-year driver's license renewal. The renewal period for Louisiana driver's licenses has been extended from 4 years now.
Excellent.
Did you hear about it? To 6 years.
No, but I'm going to use it.
Yeah, with a fee increase to cover the extension of the renewal period. Now, the amendment does not go into effect until July 1 of 2015, but the fee increases vary by class of license, area residence, and age of license applicant. But that's something to look forward to in the coming year. But it's going from 4 years now to 6 years, and it seems like it's going to go up, of course, a little bit. But just some things that FYI that maybe people didn't know about and need to know about. Now, switching gears just a little bit, DC, we talked about the weekend and really what a great weekend that we had.
Excellent weekend.
Just sort of.
Beautiful weekend.
Just sort of watering people literally and metaphorically.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we did this weekend is one of our favorite people in the whole wide world, Mayor Carl Johnson, who makes the absolute bestest barbecue. I'm gonna say, D.C., in central Louisiana.
Well, no, Carlette. I think because of the way Mayor Carl's situation with this weekend, there may be somebody that was lurking in the backdrop that we didn't know about, who may be able to compete with him on the same level, but we just didn't know it, and that's his brother, Gary Johnson.
It's all in the family, so that's a genealogy thing where the skills are kind of distributed in the family.
Well, the reason why I know Gary's skills are equally as adept as Mayor Carl's is because Carl did the chicken and sausage. And he left the pork chops. You don't give a man the whole, you know, you don't say, hey, you do all this particular part of one of the meats unless you have confidence in that person's skills to do just as well. Because let me tell you something. We did a fundraiser with Mayor Carl in 2011, and he was making for absolute certain that all the dinners were properly, you know.
Oh,
that,
yes.
You know, he was saying, look, my name is attached to it. It's got to be right.
Mm-hmm.
So what that tells me when I put all of that together, if he allowed Gary Johnson grill all of the pork chops, that means he is a grill master as well. By not anybody telling me that he's a grill master. He's a grill master because I have to go on the fact that Mayor Carl allowed him to do that, so I'm automatically putting him up there in my top five.
Mm-hmm.
As
your top five?
Yeah, my top five, because you know I got, you know, Mal Carr up there in the very top.
Right.
And he's at the top of that hill. He's the bull on that hill.
He's the bull. Well, let me ask you this, because you and Young Deuce Christmas, we went and made some donations, and they were, as they are all always are, doing things to be the change that they want to see.
Absolutely.
In our community. And absolutely, what they were doing is they were raising money for the recreational department in our small village of absolutely Cheneyville. And there are no more, let's see, how can I say, there's no person or no people more committed, no other people that are more committed to helping our village, our children,
right,
than the Johnsons.
The Johnson family, absolutely.
Mm-hmm, the Johnson family. And it was raining on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And Gary is just as meticulous. Gary Johnson is just as meticulous.
Yeah, we went
as
to
Carl Johnson. So we went to Gary's house, and they were getting everything ready, and you would swear it was a restaurant. By the time we came back to pick the dinners up,
right,
he had erected a tent. Everything was in order. I said, "My goodness." He had like all of the chafing type dishes with everything in the dishes, heated right up and warming, everything neat, 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 and clean, 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 and they were ready to roll.
Well, let me tell you, that is another one of the reasons why I have already put Gary up in the top five, because, okay, not only did Mayor Carr allow him to do the pork chops, but he brought all of his stuff to Gary's house.
Right.
Where
all
Gary
of his meat.
All of his meat, and then Gary had this big tent to where everything can, because both of them are neat, and they, mm-hmm, they have so many gadgets. I'm going to have to put them up there with Ron Gallison.
Gadget Masters.
As Gadget Masters, mm-hmm, because they've got every gadget known to man. And so I actually thought that Gary was going to pull out his, you know, he's got one of these big travel trailers right there in his yard,
right,
too.
Right,
pull it out and just start tailgating right there on the spot while they do. He could have actually made it a party.
Right, so they're like expert tailgaters, so
man,
they
look,
are right on point, right?
Let me tell you something. We didn't get a chance to see Frankie because it was early. We were just coming from another event,
which is Gary's wife.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Frankie Johnson. And so we didn't get a chance to see her because he was about to, we was like, man, don't.
Yeah,
don't,
it's early. Mm-hmm.
Because this is going to be a job. We understand what she's going to have to do. Frankie is just a lovely lady.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Cheneyville also, and she's related to the Malone family. I think she was a Malone, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
I think, you know. And so she is from Cheneyville. And Mayor Carr and Gary are raising funds. And this is what I love about these people, Carlette.
Mm-hmm.
That's why every time they do something, I'm going to give to it.
Absolutely.
Because they just took their Saturday. We were like, well, what are y'all doing? They said, well, I said, well, why y'all didn't call us and let us know y'all were doing it? So we could let, they said, man, we decided to do it on the spur of the moment. They just kind of put it together at the spur of the moment. And these are the kind of people these people are.
Right.
They're people's people. You know,
they
can just get on the phone and make some phone calls, and people know that they're such grill masters that they can sell a pile of dinners just and put it together in a few hours.
And let me tell you something. I had a glee inside me, Gary and Carl, that I can't even articulate it. When we passed by Mayor Carl's house as we were leaving out,
absolutely,
on Saturday morning, early Saturday morning,
I just saw the smoke.
And I saw the smoke. The smoke had barely started. It had barely started to smoke. But I'm serious.
That's funny.
Mayor Carl, if you're listening.
That's funny.
We passed by your house. I don't even, was he there?
No.
He wasn't even there.
I don't know if he was there or
not. I don't know if he was there
or not. When you see those grills smoking, man, she's like, she gets giddy.
I said, Mayor Carl is grilling.
Yeah.
I said, boy, when we come back, we're going to have lunch.
Yeah, it's a special day when he starts, breaks that grill out, because we already know that we're not going to have to do anything that day by way of cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Because they put the whole thing together.
But I got to back up, DC. Now, after we found out, it just made the morning all the better. And we didn't want to eat anything because we didn't want to mess up our hungry. But DC, talk about those pork chops.
Well, you know, the thing about you, me, and Young Deuce Christmas is everybody has their thing that they like, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you have you. I like the pork chop.
Right.
I like the pork chop.
You like the pork chop.
You like the chicken.
I like the chicken.
And Deuce likes the sauce.
Absolutely.
So we all
We all have our special things that we like.
Exactly. And so, and then, but here's.
And I also love, 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 and Mayor Carl, if you're listening, I have been on this thing where I have been backing away from all sorts of foods.
Yeah.
I have just, DC and Deuce made chocolate chip cookies this weekend, and that
is just. My free weekend.
That is just wrong.
Put that out there. You left that caveat. Put that out there.
His free weekend. We'll get to that. But chocolate chips are my all-time most favorite cookie in the whole wide world. And I just have decided I'm not having any. But when I heard that you were making dinners, and the last few dinners that you have made, I have asked, I have requested that they not put that partar salad on there. I'm talking
potato
about
salad.
Potato salad. I love
loves it.
Mayor Carl's potato salad. And so as I was meditating on it, headed to where we were going on Saturday morning, I started thinking, what is it that I love so much about Mayor Carl's potato salad? Only one other person's potato salad that I love more than that, and that's Big G, my mother-in-law.
Big G, Big
so
G.
That is high, high praise.
High praise.
But Mayor Carl's potato salad is the perfect color yellow. It's not too dark yellow. It's not too light yellow. It's smooth, but not too smooth.
I'm going to have to find out if that's him or his mother.
It's him. I've asked him. I think
you have asked
yes.
him? Oh, okay.
It's smooth, but not too smooth. No onions, and it is just absolutely perfect. Long story short, I had potato salad this weekend.
Well, let me say this about the barbecue before we leave to move to the rec department. Because the fundraiser, we're forgetting why we were to raise money for the recreation department in Cheneyville. But, you know, when we buy the dinners, we just buy a slew of them. So to let you know how good those dinners are, we took Big G. That's my mother, Mildred Sweezy.
Absolutely.
A plate of that food.
Mm-hmm.
And once she decides, because, you know, you got Deuce Christmas who's real finicky. You know, he eats.
Real
it. You know, you know it's good if he eats.
Right.
But if Big G eats it and don't have something, she doesn't say, hey, they should have did this or did that. If she just eats it and moves on, because she is a connoisseur of fine foods, and she knows how to prepare the food.
Right. And she was a cook, let's say,
for many years. Oh, yeah, she can get down. The folks around Bunky know who she is. They know what's happening. Look, when she eats her plate and says, look, this is excellent, that's when you know.
It's excellent.
That has passed the test of all tests. That mm-hmm. is the test of all tests. Now, I'm a connoisseur of fine foods, too. I don't know how to make them. I know how to grill on a gas grill. I know. I'm not a real grillman. I like to do steaks. You know, I turn them over a couple of times. I eat them half raw. We all do.
Right.
But these grillsmen know how to grill foods that you have to cook through and through and perfect it to the point where it's just perfect to where it's still juicy and it's not undercooked.
Cause it's hard to grill. It's hard to do a grill a pork chop, and it doesn't come out dry.
Absolutely. And so they did this to raise money for the rec department in Cheneyville. Of course, we know the Johnson family are great leaders in the Cheneyville, mm-hmm. and they're from Cheneyville.
Great
and
leaders, but great servants.
Now it's servants exactly. But a lot of people who don't know Gary Johnson, let me say this, because if I don't say this, he's gonna say, "D.Y., you didn't say this, man." You know. Back in the day when he was playing basketball for Rapids High,
uh-huh.
and we were in Bunky. I remember I was a little, you know, elementary kid, and he was in high school. Uh-huh. But, you know, he used to come down and shoot the rock against Bunky, against Iceman. Then.
Uh-huh.
Or I think he was right before after Iceman. Then.
Okay.
Gary was the man with the hoop.
He was the man.
I got to give him that plug. Uh-huh. If I don't, I'd be remiss in my duty.
Uh-huh.
So the folks around where we live, y'all remember Gary from, you know, I think he graduated in 79. You know, but before he left to go do his tour in the military, he wreaked havoc on us at the crib. And you know, that wasn't easy.
Well, Rapides Parish has a history of having, you know, a lot of great ballers, basketball
Absolutely.
Players. Because in Cheneyville, where we live, even in LeCount, there's no football.
Well, you know, I was telling David, I said, look, buddy, you know, you need to be a two-sport. When he said, I don't want to play baseball anymore, I was like, he said, I just want to commit to football.
Right.
I told him, man, you live in a city where all you have to do is go around the corner. All they do is play basketball. Uh-huh. I say, buddy, you'll be the best point guard at your school just for hanging out with them. Just go hang. You know,
and he just doesn't like basketball. He used to like it when he was a little bit
exactly
younger.
When he was a little younger. We took the goal up because we were like, buddy, if you're not going to ever shoot,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's in the way of my vehicles. So, but
back to the fundraiser.
Yeah, they did a wonderful job. I'm going to tell you right now, the food was outstanding, and it was for a wonderful cause. And we just would like to give a big shout-out to Mayor Carl, you know, Gary and his wife, Frankie.
Right.
And Sherri Ann. I know she had something to do with it. Uh-huh. You know, you can't, you know, not say something about Sherri Ann. And because we know she was in on it some kind of way.
But you know what we love most about Mayor Carl is the leadership that he displays in Cheneyville, whether he is the sitting mayor or not. He has never swayed from his commitment to helping not only our community, but and I don't even want to put him out here like this, but I've seen it so many times, mm-hmm. helping other people. He's always on the front lines, and people know what a great grillsman he is and what a huge heart he has. And Gary and his wife have obviously the same hearts that Mayor Carl has, that people come up and say, will you help me fundraise?
Absolutely.
And they're right on it. As you talked about, they did for us back when we were raising money for breast cancer. And he's always, always on the front lines. And, you know, he sees the potential that lies within the kids, within our community. And this is what we're talking about. Men who step up and say, you know what, I'm not going to talk about what's wrong. I'm going to talk about what's right. And the glee and the excitement when he was talking about the kids and how talented they were and how they were beating, you know, bigger kids, you know, and, you know, how well that they were doing, and they wanted to raise money, and we're always happy to give. But you know what? When you can give in your own community mm-hmm. and you can see the fruit of that, it's even a greater gift.
Absolutely it is. That absolutely it is. And like I said, these folks have been just instrumental in seeing, you know, the city of Cheney, the town of Cheneyville, mm-hmm. and surrounding areas. You know, Mayor Carl has, you know, his hand in a bunch of stuff.
Absolutely.
He goes to Dexter Church in Bunkie, you know, as well.
Reverend Dexter Compton.
Yeah, Reverend Dexter Compton. Well, you know, sometimes I just call him Dexter.
I know.
We're so close cousins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but Reverend Compton. And he does a lot of work in the church as well. You know, you're always seeing him trying to see what he can do to help, and not trying to see what he can take.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what I love. And you can see these men are blessed, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Carl just got blessed with a brand new Corvette. I mean, that's the love. He, you know, he had one, and he just got another one. And I know y'all see Gary and Frankie rolling around in that big tank. They got that big 750 Beamer. That thing is a monster. Looks like an airplane. I was like, Gary, let me drive that thing, man.
But, you know, the moral of the story is, and DC's and put them on blast, but the moral of the story is,
I wouldn't have Carl let me drive that vehicle.
I don't know. I don't think you should drive it, DC. I think you should just watch him drive it, because he's going to drive it the way that it needs to be.
No, he's hey, look, he's not going to break one rule. That's another thing. He's sort of like a mentor to me,
uh-huh.
you know, because even when I'm going through things, I can go there and sit with him.
And he's
going to
tell you the truth.
He's going to tell the truth, but he does it kindly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. Corlett? He's mm-hmm. such a mild-mannered person. But he's full of wisdom, and you can just tell.
Mm-hmm.
Gary talks a little bit more stuff.
He talks a little
bit
trash.
But they're full of wisdom, man. They just, you know, they're just a fine men, man.
Now
just,
let me ask you this: you know, how wonderful is it as a man to have another man and other men in your life that can really tell you the truth, that can tell you when you're right?
That's a good thing. Yeah.
But better, they can tell you when
you're
wrong.
Yeah, because Carl's gonna tell you. You know, mm-hmm. that's one thing about him. He is a man.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going to tell you. Now, he's not as – see, a lot of people say I'm more overly direct, too, you know, a little bit harsh at times.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm working on that. You know what I'm saying? But seeing people like him and Gary operate, that helps me to know that I do have growing that I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I want to do it. So, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's a part of our process, and that's a part of our humanness. And, you know, the conversation that we had with Dr. Maya Angelou, one of the things that she talked about is your humanness and being able to be human. And being human just means being who you are. But we're all a work in progress, and we love, love, love to toot others' horns. We love to share what others are doing. in the way of being the change that they want to see. And Mayor Carl Johnson and Gary Johnson and Frankie Johnson and all of the people that were involved in this incredible fundraiser, we thank you for your commitment to the community. And DC, before we go to break, we just have to send out a very, very, on our travels this weekend, we got a chance to meet a lot of people. Now, we had met Mom Jacobs. We had met her, really, over the phone.
Let's take a break, man. We're gonna have to take a segment for Mom Jacobs, man. We can't do that. We're gonna have to take a break, and we're gonna have to come back to Mom Jacobs and talk about meeting her finally in person and how lovable she is.
Absolutely, absolutely. Y'all, it's already, my goodness, it's 8:51 local time, 9:51 Eastern time. I hope that your momentum is just bubbling. I hope it's perking. I hope that you're feeling so momentous that you just know that you know that you know that no matter what's happening or what happened, it's going to be a great week. It's going to be a great day, and all you got to do is confess it. Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919, the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart, dedicated to excellence. Amerigroup, real solutions, providing a little help for those who need health care. The number 800-454-3730. When we come back, we're going to tell you about Amerigroup, real solutions, free school supplies and backpack drive. We're going to tell you about that after this. Uh-oh, we got a call.
We got a caller. Go ahead, caller.
Please. Want to wish my grandma a happy birthday?
Hold on, who players? Who is? We don't know players. Who is that? Make us know you.
CJ son.
Uh oh. And that's CJ son.
See, well, you gotta. Come on, you gotta get really, really big. Come on.
Get big for your grandmother.
Get big.
Get big for Miss
your grandmother. Come on. Here you go. Here's your moment.
You gonna say her name? Make everybody know who she is.
Velma Jacobs.
Velma Jacobs.
All
That's
right.
That's your grandmother.
And you're wishing her a very happy birthday. Hey, let me ask you this, Pledge. Are you ready for school?
Yes, ma'am.
You are? That's the right answer.
Yes, ma'am.
That is the absolute right answer. All right.
All right, Pledge.
Thanks very much. All right, Mom. Hey, everybody, you're on point. The official OPT Network. We're going to get a break here.
We're coming back with our own happy birthday wishes to Mama.
And a mini birthday party for her.
Yeah.
It's going to be a mini birthday.
We're going to do a little party on the air.
Yeah, we'll do a little.
Oh, shucks.
Baby, like he's party. Dancing already, but we don't have no cake over here. Yeah. But it's going to be a mini, mini party. Stay with us, everybody. We're back right after this.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to uplift and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program. designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Do you like getting more? Are you in favor of more flavors? Do you like having your vanilla cone and eating it too? Then McDonald's new Dollar Menu and More is for you. It's all your Dollar Menu favorites and so much more. Like the crunchy, tangy, brand new barbecue ranch burger, just a dollar. And the new bacon cheddar McChicken sandwich with thick cut applewood smoked bacon, only $2. For those who think more of a good thing is a great thing, there's the new Dollar Menu and More. Something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Managing your health care just got easier. YourChrisis.org is a secure online service for patients that enables you to view and use your health care records, including test results, lab results, and hospital reports 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Providing your email address during hospital registration is essential. You will receive an email to get started using YourChrisis, and you can access the portal after your discharge from the hospital. For help accessing YourChrisis.org, please call 800-878-9110.
St. Francis Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limited one back to school loan per household.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.